Welcome back to Cargumentative, where again, three out of the four men are joining you in the studio.
This is becoming a regular thing. It was five last week. Yeah. It was five last week. Now it's three.
Five men.
No, we only had a couple of weeks where it's been three.
No, it's been like three for the last three months.
You spend a lot of Thursdays in Shul.
Sure, yeah.
No, not Thursdays.
Well, you're never here.
No, that was different.
I'm just kidding. We're playing with you.
Wow, where was I? I was away, though.
Anyway, Tom, yes, you're right. I'm Mark. And that's Mark, and Nadav is missing.
Exactly. Nadav's at the beach house.
Yes, he is.
At the beach house, trying to start his beach buggy.
Yeah, he's trying to be like Thomas Crown. Roaring around the dunes. I'd love to see that.
I think he pretends he's the mayor of Platt when he's there.
I think he surfs.
I thought he was.
There's no way he surfs.
There's no way he surfs.
Can Nadav even swim?
I don't know.
I would pay big money to see Nadav trying to surf.
Imagine him
or even
taking
swim.
Surfing lessons from a lifeguard kind of guy.
Yeah.
I bought Nadav's house and he had a pool in the back. And I said, how's the pool? He said, oh, it's great. I said, how many times have you swum in that pool? He said, I never swam in it.
Never?
Never. He never swam in it.
Kidding.
And then I pulled the net off and it was like cream soda. A sign.
Cane and cream soda.
Yeah. Sign that somebody doesn't use the swimming pool.
Okay. The cane and cream soda actually is part of a very car-related drink.
What is it?
It's one-third of a traffic light.
The green ambulance?
No, it's one-third of a traffic light. Okay. Double cane and cream soda followed by a double cane and Fanta Orange followed by a double cane and Sparberry.
That's one
traffic light.
Is this
best to not drink after a traffic light?
Yeah.
Is this what they
serve? Oh, drive. Sorry,
you see,
not, best to not drive.
His.
Yeah, sorry, I already had one.
Is this what they serve at Shul on
really.
A Thursday?
This is what they serve at Shul on a Thursday.
It's standard whiskey and
standard
tequila.
Only whiskey. Whiskey's kosher.
And tequila.
Is whiskey kosher?
Oh, tequila is also kosher.
Sure.
There you go. You heard it here first.
We did.
Tom?
I've got some news for you.
Yeah, we'd like to talk about some news.
Yeah, we would. You like Vespers.
I love Vespers.
Mike, do you like Vespers? Not really? Not your thing?
I appreciate
camp.
Them.
No, I'm not camping.
A friend of mine's actually got stolen on Tuesday.
Oh, are you serious?
Opportunistically,
just pick it up and put it in a
basically, guy, they looked at it on the TV camera, and the guy just walked past, and the steering wasn't locked, so he basically just wheeled it off down the road.
But was it a Vespa? Was it a scooter?
It was a scooter.
Okay, it's not a Vespa.
But they did find it in the plants 3 hours later.
Crash.
Down at the bottom. The guy couldn't get it started, so just tried to hide it in the bushes, and yeah, they recovered it. So it's
one of the risks of riding a Vespa or scooter. Is that people are going to move it. They think it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
So I've ridden Vespas my whole life, basically. As soon as I could ride from the age of 16 legally, okay. I bought one. So I've had one since I was 16.
You still got one, eh?
Still the same one.
One.
You tried to sell me one, right?
Yeah, I should have bought that
one. I sold
one.
That one. Yeah. I had two.
I should have bought that
It was actually Nadav's, funny enough.
Yeah,
it was his father-in-law's.
Yeah. That's
how
right.
much did you sell it for again?
I don't remember.
Not a lot.
Cheap, eh?
Yeah, 20-odd, I think.
Yeah.
They're awesome things. They are bulletproof. They are just people movers.
They're quite stylish. I mean, I don't think that they're going to be moving towards electric ones.
Not quite stylish.
If only
they have an electric one out.
You run a distinct risk that you look like a bear in the circus.
So you see So people always mix general scooters up with Vespas. Vespa is a model made by a company called Piaggio.
Yeah.
And they do have an electric one that if you go to the Vespa in Melrose Arch, they've got one there.
Yeah.
Fully electric.
Yeah. How much is one of those
it's
things?
Probably about
it's over 100. Over 100,
that's
for
probably,
sure.
That's
yeah, it's probably close to 200.
It's ridiculously expensive.
But cool.
Yeah, cool. I think it's cool.
If it was affordable. So what's Vespa?
So going back to Vespa. Okay, so Genoa. Is it Genoa? Genoa?
In Italy.
In Italy.
Yeah, a town.
Yeah, the town. They've banned Vespas.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they have.
Sacrilege.
Yeah. The one-time city
noisy?
State will ban all two-stroke Vespas built before 1999, but most poignantly, the classic 125 and 150 Primavera models.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
So, for a little bit of context, so those old Vespas were two-strokes.
Mm.
They were a little bit noisy. They had power bands, but they also had gears. So, unlike modern scooters, they had four-speed gearboxes with a clutch.
Yeah.
So, they were very wheelieable.
It's funny you say that because Valentino Rossi posted something on his Instagram showing them wheeling
Vespas. Yeah, yeah. They I'll show you a video just now. They're hugely easy to wheelie.
Are they?
Yeah. But so the modern stuff's four-stroke automatic. It's quieter, emission-friendly, theoretically. Vespas, two-stroke ones have two-stroke oil.
Yeah.
They make a lot of smoke.
Premix, yeah.
But so I don't get it, though, because there can't be that many. And actually, we've already established that...
Well, it's Italy,
that,
so there's still
riding something that... No, I'm sure there are a lot.
Mm.
But we've already established that driving a classic car is much more environmentally friendly because you're extending the life of it and you don't have all the manufacturing costs
absolutely.
of a new machine.
No, the people of Genoa suck.
Yeah.
They're wrong.
Yeah. So you can no longer ride a classic Vespa...
Mm-mm.
In the place that gave birth to the Vespa.
So then Genoa must become part of France or something because it's not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is in the news?
That kind of sucks. You guys like Audis?
No.
Not?
Nadav does.
Nadav does.
If only he was here because then we could talk about it
for hours. They have that stupid naming convention.
The RS4 event.
Are they calling it the RS4?
It got a refresh.
72.
It got a refresh. Yeah, RS.
Well, the RS6 Avant is. I mean, I know that you guys don't like it too much because it's a little bit too gaudy.
I
love that thing. The new one.
Like it.
Yeah.
You were here when we chatted about it.
Because
It's a sleeper, man. Kind of.
Well, it's no longer a sleeper. That thing looks like looks like a completely tuned machine. Yeah,
like it came out of a race.
Absolutely.
But it's like a supercar you can put the dogs in, you know? Family of five and put the dogs in the back.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I think just talking about race, actually, did you see they did a Tech Art Porsche 991? Sorry, 992. Tech Art 992.
I haven't seen it.
Was it amazing?
No, well, I'm just, I mean, we've got some interesting views on race, but Tech Art is interesting. Tech Art's interesting. I mean,
Looks like Tupperware.
Yeah. It does look, but it's got a big wing on the back.
I'm sure that makes a big difference to lap times. Around Swartkopf, we can take it down by at least a second.
No, absolutely.
Huh?
No, it's amazing. Well, it's built by race.
Yeah. You're speaking to the wrong people. We both came in here with big wings tonight.
We did.
Yeah, but those were made and developed in a factory by German people.
The Germans.
In a wind tunnel, probably.
Yep, true that.
Yes, they were.
So, RS4 Avant, new face, new headlights, new MMI, same engine.
So this is the thing with Audi and headlights. I mean, I've never specced an Audi from new, but can you literally choose from 20 different headlight designs because you can never tell. You can't tell one Audi from another. I mean, I know Marius last week was saying that they're starting to differentiate the different models.
I think it's easier to tell them apart as opposed to Mercedes-Benz.
I disagree.
Everything looks exactly the same.
I don't know.
Everything looks exactly the same.
Actually, it's happening to most manufacturers now that they're going with this generic kind of look. Anyway, it's terrible.
Modern cars.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it. I mean, it looks cool.
Looks fast. It is fast.
It is fast.
What does it have? A turbocharged V8? Twin turbo?
2.9 V6.
Oh, V6.
Twin turbo.
Oh, it's the RS4. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. 2.9. That's interesting. Same as the Alfa Giulia.
Is this it? The green one that's already here in South Africa?
I don't know.
No, that's an RS5.
Okay.
It'll be the same.
But conceptually, I love it. I mean, we like RS2. Everyone would want one.
Conceptually, we love you.
Conceptually, I wish you would love me.
We like an Audi R8, huh? They should stop there. Audi R8 V10.
I don't know. The best Audi was the... I can't even remember.
RS2.
Yeah, the RS2, because Porsche built it. Right, moving on.
Cool.
Alpine.
What are we talking about? The car manufacturer or the body kit for BMWs?
No, that's Alpine.
Or the car sound system gurus.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
it's neither. It's
Mark is Alpine and he's Diablo.
Yeah, I do. It's Alpine then.
Stock standard. Yeah,
Renault's racing division.
Yeah,
Alpine is the French guys. Yeah,
they said they're going to go and embrace electrification.
Oh,
with an EV or a hybrid car.
Of the A1
soon to be released.
Oh, okay, so they're not going to hybridize the A110.
They probably will.
I like that car.
That's what
I wish we got it. First. Yeah. If anyone from Renault South Africa is listening, why don't we get that here?
I phoned them
and
I said to them, Renault, listen. Alpine, is it coming? Are you guys going to bring it here? They said, if enough people show enough interest, then they will consider it.
So show some interest.
Yeah, just get Nadav and all of his family members to phone in.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to put the Renault PR person's email address, and then you guys, I'll put it on to
Express
WhatsApp,
interest.
And then you guys can forward that amongst all your groups.
What would that car land here at? Over 1 million?
Probably,
But it'll, I mean, it's fine.
It's like
a million
Alpha
Rand
4C.
Is the right thing.
Yeah, and they sold bucket loads of those things.
I already know the title to the email that I shall draft.
What's that?
Don't you like profits?
Yeah, it's true.
False profits.
Well, you know, it's a nice marketing thing as well.
What?
Alpine.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Renault.
They need a halo car here. I mean,
because the new Clio, I mean, the new Megane RS is not that great.
I didn't like it. It has that weird four-wheel steer. It doesn't feel.
No, yeah. Oh, a lot of people are saying it's not as great as the previous gen.
No.
So they need
used
a halo
to make the best
sports car.
Well, they don't actually. I mean, they've got a real hot hatch following, and this would build on it.
Yeah.
I think it would be supported
so?
Hugely.
Do people who like hot hatches want to buy an Alpine?
That's the next
car.
Step.
Yeah.
You're getting out of your hatch and into your little sports car.
Oh,
and at a million rand, it's competitive with the Boxster Cayman. It's lekker. It's awesome.
And sports cars are coming to sort of the end. I mean, there are not many things around now.
I've been listening to some podcasts where guys have really been saying that the cars are getting too fast and too technical, and they're all the kind of same.
They are.
There's the Alpha 4C in that, small four-cylinder engines, light cars, much more fun. You can explore the limits much easier, and that makes them more fun.
And also, I mean, there's not much left now to choose from. If you think about it, there are always the MX-5s and a couple
those
of
great,
like Nissans and things
they are
like
great.
That. But
that's
86s.
What's left?
86s, MX-5. So those are Japanese. You've got the 4C is an Italian.
Yeah.
Let's get a French in there. There's nothing British. We've got a Jag, but Jags are still bigger.
Well, small coupes, there's nothing to choose from. The Supra. And I must admit that the Supra actually, I am starting to like the look of it. I still hate it for being a BMW, but I am liking the look of it.
Oh, it makes one of us.
I had a cheeky drive-in one on the weekend.
Of course you did.
It's really good.
Was it?
Yeah, it rides beautifully for
a sports
car.
Was my phone off?
Most BMWs ride well.
No,
they do.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Not the sports ones. They're either in eco mode, where they're all soggy and like...
Because doesn't this have modes?
Crash... It's got one mode.
So it doesn't feel like a BMW
mode
at
and
all.
Sport mode.
That's two
it
modes.
Feels better
Tom.
Than a BMW.
Normal mode and sport mode would make that two modes.
Well,
sorry.
It's always a normal. So basically has one mode then, sport mode.
Well, that still makes
sense.
So
does
two.
It feel different
can
from
you
the
put
Z4?
It in normal mode?
No, when you start the car, it's in normal.
And then there's another mode.
And then there's sport.
That makes it two.
Does it feel
Five.
Different from the Z4?
Yes, it feels
what is,
better than the Z4.
Does it change suspension, mapping, gearbox, all of that? Or is it just... Yeah, so then it's a mode. Stop it. It's a mode. It's a BMW button.
It's
a BMW tech.
If you put the BMW into Sport or Sport Plus, it becomes this hard,
crashy. Sorry, where was the Supra made?
In Germany.
in which factory in Germany?
They showed a tuner, though. What was that one that was tuned? It was a yellow one. It had a big body kit. And like, now they're starting to get into
that. Looked a bit better. I'm not anti it. I just think... Yeah,
I was
cool.
asking the question, though. Like, I wonder how the Japanese, like the JDM market.
Mm. How do they feel about it?
How they actually feel about that car.
Well, we've got one right here.
No, I mean, it would be interesting to see whether or not it's been accepted there.
I'm just happy to see another sports car on the market.
I agree with that.
And I'm happy to see that there's a sports car with a Toyota badge. And if it means that it has to share a platform...
So, and I honestly like the 86. I just wish it had a better motor. And yeah, they have a better motor, so all good.
So I've got a bit of news, and that's something that I was just reading just before I came here.
Yeah.
That RM Auctions is having a big auction in London, and I was looking at their catalog.
I haven't seen that.
Sure, there's some serious stuff in there.
We're going to get some.
But like serious stuff.
Formula One cars.
There are a couple of Formula One cars, but actually more interesting cars than that. So there's like a Delta S4 Rally.
Ooh.
There's a silk cut Jaguar.
That's very cool.
Which is amazing.
I love that. I had a radio control car.
Very cool car.
Jag.
That livery is amazing.
I mean, it's
so
iconic. I mean, they've got a Ferrari Formula One car, which is predates the Schumacher car, the 412 T2.
Oh, that was like 95.
V12, which is amazing. And interesting, so it's like 1.4 million estimate, which
isn't
is...
Isn't that like the car that
pounds?
We had locally?
No, that was the A1 car that was based on a 2000.
No,
that was a 93. That was a 93. So this is the model after
that.
No,
it was earlier. It was earlier than that.
Or
91.
641, I think it was a Ferrari 641.
Was it a V12?
Yeah,
it was
a V12 as well.
Yeah.
But if you go and look at some of the cars, very interesting new timers, as they're calling it. So it was a car that actually didn't even really knew existed. So it was an R129 Merc, which is the convertible SL. I love that SL.
SL 60.
But no, a 73.
Oh, I knew about that.
And
car.
It says there are only 50 made. Yeah, so that, their estimate was like 240 to 350,000 pounds.
I think that's the... That isn't the Zonda motor. That's even bigger than the Zonda.
No, it's the Zonda motor. So they actually, in the thing, the first thing they say is that it's the Zonda motor.
Oh, really?
But okay. Go and have a look at that catalogue. There's some absolutely spectacular stuff.
How's your Zonda Coupe? Sold.
Still have it.
Zonda Coupe.
Have you ever driven it, Mark?
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
How far before it overheated?
No, it didn't overheat. No, it goes nicely.
What broke?
No, nothing broke.
Anything fall off?
It's a Mercedes.
His dignity.
It's a Zonda Touring.
Touring. Oh, that's it. No, I don't believe you. Okay.
It must be so cool to just own like a Formula One car from the 90s.
If you can use it. If you can get
no,
it.
No, even if you don't. Even if you just have it. Like in my your cave, you just go
I
and
would
sit
love
and,
it.
That would absolutely kill me.
I would
know that
me
here
too.
Is this thing that is amazingly incredibly fast and I can't use it.
My neighbor,
that sucks.
No,
that
who's sucks. Subsequently moved to Cape Town. He has a Benetton, a Schumacher-era Benetton.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's a nightmare to own. So he it has is. To start the thing. First of all, you have to do
you
it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Pre-warm all the fluids. Oh, so you take the oil and the water out. You pre-warm it, then inject it into the car. Man. And then you've got a whole sequence to run it. And it was quite funny watching it. They ran it off an old green screen laptop. Green screen laptop because it needs a certain pin to try and and the warm up procedure is crazy, and then the thing has to be rebuilt every once in a while, so
he has to
send the engine through to England to be fully rebuilt.
So the right Formula One car to own is something that had DFV.
Yeah. I was about to say it's a DFV, a Cosworth
DFV. Yeah. That's why I would
Cosworth Ford. But I mean,
so they were bulletproof. They went in everything. They were bulletproof. Honestly, guys used to work on them like on the lawn outside of a Formula One race and rebuild
them. The car that I drove was supposed to have a Peugeot V10.
Oh yeah,
and it had been replaced with the DFV, which is 650 horsepower.
Yeah,
high revving, 12,000 revs.
Really? Do they rev that
high?
Yeah, I mean, they've got gear-driven cams. They're very special cars.
Yeah.
I mean, motors.
And they're just like truck engines, so you don't need sophisticated computers to start them and run them.
Can you use a MacBook as opposed to
multi-grade,
a 90s?
Multi-grade oil.
From Midas.
And it's got a kickstart.
Midas liquid gold. Well, and brake pads from the...
But talking about auctions and things like that, there's that auction tomorrow on the weekend. At that old Johannesburg warehouse where they've got that replica
Senna
car.
The camel one.
I mean, that would make such a cool thing for the cave.
Do it.
Mounted on
the wall.
You bought so much rubbish for your cave lately. Why not add to that, I mean, you got that 959 body kit.
Do it. At least it looks cool.
Where is the 959 body kit?
It's in the cave. And I got CrossFit weights to go next to it. So we can do a wad in the cave now.
Wad?
This is our worst podcast.
You can do
ever.
A wad in the man cave.
Yes.
What is a wad?
A workout
it's a
of the day.
Workout of the day.
Let's go pull wads, Ux.
Yo.
I'm going to get you guys to...
to CrossFit in the cave.
Okay. No, especially Thomas with his dodgy back.
Yeah, that's lekker. Thanks.
He can do star jumps.
Star jumps. While we do the weights, he'll do the star jumps and burpees.
I'll just film it. I'll film you guys.
You'll film it, okay.
Put it onto social media.
What else in the news?
Porsche Panamera.
Yeah.
There's a new 10 years edition. Did you see that?
No.
It came out yesterday.
Shameless special editions, but it's relatively early in the model life. So,
nice.
I like the look of it. It's black with gold wheels.
Yeah, it's got like these white gold.
Well, the new Panamera is much better looking than the first one,
especially the Sport.
So we'll
Turismo.
Celebrate that.
Oh, I love that.
The Sport Turismo. You see that from the back.
That's one of the coolest cars.
It's just
make.
It really is. It really
it is great. Yeah,
beautiful.
But you know, there are special editions on special editions. And,
oh gosh, they're just milking. Nadav
would be fuming. Right
he
now.
Will be. Yeah.
Like, but what the hell? How can there, another one?
I think he already did have a little bit of
a go about the Panamera.
Yeah, on the chat.
Anyway, that's it for news. We've gone on for quite a substantial amount of time for a change because Paige isn't here to give us.
She'd normally be waving at us and shouting at us.
Scott is zoned out.
Yeah.
Scott's on his second bottle of tequila.
He's got jet lag from his Toronto trip. So.
He always has jet lag from his Toronto trip. This time
Canada.
He's been in New Orleans. Did girls,
Basin Street Blues.
Did
that's
girls
what he's got.
Flash their boobs at you?
They actually did. Oh, nice. And beads. Oh, yeah, you got to give them beads
that's
if they flash their boobs.
Beads, like in Bangkok.
Beads.
No, like something very different.
Those are different beads.
Bean. Okay, I'm not even going to go there. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with you guys shortly.
Guns. An essential tool in self-protection or a catalyst for criminality. CliffCentral.com presents Guncast, a podcast that unpacks the divisive issue of gun ownership in South Africa. Join legal expert Martin Hood as he hosts a series of talks with both sides of the gun lobby. Whether you support the right to carry guns or you believe they're a destructive tool that society could do without, Guncast will enlighten and challenge you in equal measure. Find Guncast now on the Cliff Central app, on CliffCentral.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Cargumentative. A lot of you guys out there have really enjoyed our secondhand car challenges. I know my mom has. She's a regular on the show.
The only one.
Has she acted on any of the buying buyer's cards?
No. She drives an old Corsa with extensive hail damage.
Sounds amazing.
She's happy with that.
Is it purple?
No, it's not. It's silver.
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
All of the Faulkner cars end up being silver, which is terrible because it's the worst car to color match when it comes to panel beating.
And they get panel beated a lot.
A lot, yeah. So, Mike, do you want to lead us in?
Because this is Mike's challenge.
This was your challenge that came to me at like when I woke up this morning. I was eating my oats and this message came through.
So it came to me while I was driving on the road and I saw a car that made me think that we focus on hot hatches and supercars.
Basically,
and sports cars and all kinds of things like that.
Useless cars.
But we've done a lot of buyer's guides and I think we find them quite entertaining, particularly when there are real world scenarios like the one that we did with Gus last week. And actually, some feedback there was that it genuinely gave him food for thought, and it looks like he's angling towards buying the Jag, which is amazing. So he's going to go and test drive all those things, although he was genuinely intrigued by the 2.3 Mustang. So
He was just saying that because he's your mate.
No, he really likes it. And he just said, you're just upset because he's like, you really got his personality wrong by saying he was going to drive an M4 or an M3.
He would absolutely love that car.
I'm not debating that, but it's not his personality. He's not a boy kid.
It's a subtle car.
It's really not.
It's got four exhausts.
Okay, so anyhow, so it got me thinking that we deal with these types of buyer's guides and things, but there's one category that actually offers enormous value.
Huge value.
Massive. And it's not just a pun. It's actually you get more car for your money.
Absolutely.
Literally, and then figuratively in terms of what it actually gets.
So what is it?
So it's super limos. Now, if you
Luxo
go
barges.
Luxo barges, no, but I think
so. Let's contextualize it.
So, what we're talking about are the biggest of the sedans, mm-hmm. potentially, and I'm using sedan because I think we may have a little bit of a segue there.
Yeah.
But traditionally, it was in the 70s, 80s. It was typically the S Class and the 7 Series were the archetypal Luxo barges.
Well, those were the accessible ones.
Accessible.
But also Cadillacs in
America.
But there
were also... No.
Cadillac
DeVille. Because I'm quite particular on this. I'm saying super limos. So limos that have got big engines.
Yeah, Cadillacs actually had huge engines. Yes, they only made 100 horsepower, but they still had an 8-litre V8.
I'm saying, in my thing here, they need to at least offer some kind of driving pleasure.
So let's summarize it by saying this. This might pinpoint it. A car that you could be driven around in. So
Cadillac.
You're not gonna know. You're not
Why?
Gonna.
No, okay,
you
maybe.
That it's something you could drive people around in. But it's absolutely comfort oriented, but sporty. Now, here's the thing: because I think that there are so many options that are sporty. So I think. The reason that I actually wanted to set a limit of 500,000 rand. It's always been my belief that these are the fastest depreciating cars. In fact, I've always had a philosophy that if you walked up to a brand new 7 Series, you could actually hear it hissing. Mm-hmm. And that's the depreciation happening.
Slow puncture or fast puncture.
And I think these are the cars that people are terrified of owning.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that in the modern context that it's actually
accurate.
So without getting into the running costs of these things, I think let's jump into, we got a 500,000 Rand challenge to go and buy something that is a super limo.
My philosophy on these cars is the bigger they are, the harder they fall in terms of depreciation.
Absolutely agreed.
So now we all have to choose one.
Well, I think we did some research here, and we'll get Nadav out the way because he's sitting on the beach in surfing. And I think that his brain's gone to jelly, so he couldn't think any further than an Audi. Yeah. So he's gone for an Audi S8, which is that's a great car.
Yes, but you know why he chose that?
Because it's a car from Ronin.
But it's
cool. But funny enough, when you think of super limos, probably the S8 is almost like
an icon. He didn't choose an S8. He chose an A8.
Did he say an
A8?
Because
you can't get an S8 in that budget.
Can't you? Of course you can. It's just going to be old.
It's an S8. Forgive me. It is an S8.
Okay, so it's going to be...
So what is it? A V8? A big V8? It'll be a big lazy V8.
Yeah, it was a V8, I think. And I think there was a V10 at once.
And their claim to fame is that it's all aluminum.
Yeah, but I think it also would be...
Great for panel beating. Andy will be very happy.
The best, yeah.
So you'd have a whole lot of... you'd actually probably have a whole lot of budget left over. I'd imagine you'd probably pick up one of those things for... Because you'd be talking about... early one, yeah. Like in the early 2000s.
Well, what year is it?
Well, the one that he chose was a 2014 with 95,000 Ks.
Okay,
so it's a lot of car.
And what money?
$499. So it's really on budget, on the money. You could probably get that for $450. People aren't rushing out to buy SA. Okay,
You'll probably get that for $299 in 2 years' time.
Actually, these things have sort of bottoming out. But here's the top tip: because these guys are so heavy, so heavily depreciated. And in this market, you probably can actually knock quite a big chunk off right now of these cars. I wouldn't be afraid of going in and offering $350 or $375 or something like that.
Yeah,
and I think there's a chance you'd get it. Yeah. Well, I think for the S8, before we move on from the Audi, because I think he's almost not trying, but I would actually be looking for the Ronin one, and I'd imagine you'd get one of those for around $200.
You'd probably get it for like 70,000 Rand.
It might actually be as cheap as that. Funny enough, you may be right. And I think that'll be way cooler than that.
Okay, Mark, so what do you want to do?
So, I mean, let's get all the also Rands out the way. Tom?
Well, you see, Luxobarges shouldn't have to be sporty because it's a contradiction. It's like saying...
They have to be powerful enough to get out of their own way.
Yeah, they can, easily.
Okay. So what is it?
They're sort of muscle cars.
Can I guess?
No, not really. They're luxury... limousines
that can go like 250.
They have to waft.
They do waft.
Okay,
but yeah. Dude, like sporty and Luxobarge is a contradiction.
No, I agree with you.
Like saying I want a comfortable hot hatch powerful. I can take around the Nürburgring.
No, but powerful.
It's just cool to have a big, powerful car.
Yeah. So what did you choose?
Well,
here we go. This is it.
I got 500,000 Rand budget.
Dun dun dun.
And because I'm a cheap bastard. And I want lots of change to see me through another year. I'm going to go for a 2008 Lexus LS460 for 289,000. And if I take Mike along with me, he might be able to get that down to, I don't know. What do you think?
220.
They'd probably pay you to take it.
Maybe.
Does this have the infamous V8 that ends up in all tow trucks?
This V8's been everything. The space shuttle, Sputnik.
It does.
It's powered everything.
They literally made like a spare V8 for every car they made.
And it comes with everything. And it's a Lexus LS is an incredibly well-built car.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
It'll last forever. And actually, Matt Farah, I don't know if you guys know Matt Farah.
The million mile Lexus.
Yeah, he had a Lexus, made it to a million miles.
Yeah, I heard about that. Is that the same model?
Well, his was an LS400. It was a much earlier one. But this is, you know, it has the same genes coursing through its veins.
or the reverse of that.
Yeah.
But I'm
actually going to change my choice.
Okay. But I mean, I think that the interesting thing for me...
Yeah, it is. Great
car. Interesting thing for me is that's a cool car, and there's so much choice. So, like, I mean, if we get out of the way, let's get the Merc and the BMWs out the way. Like,
no, because I'm going to talk about a BMW.
Okay, but get it out the way, because it's the logical choice, but I think there's a whole lot of other stuff.
This is a special one. So this is a 2010 BMW 760 Li.
Yep.
So Li.
And it's got a fridge in the back.
Has the long wheelbase. So the rear door... is longer. I'm going to just read the list of options. Okay. So first of all, it's $499,900 today. But I think it's from your China's at Monte Carlo. Probably get it for $300,000.
So that means it has racing provenance.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. Like the Crema Porsche.
Yeah.
Okay. Racing. This car has Napa leather interior, fine wood interior, 54,000 Ks. Full service history.
54,000 Ks.
Yeah. Glass sunroof, front and rear park distance control, reverse and side view cameras, BMW dynamic xenon lights, dynamic driver, comfort assist, heads-up display, night vision, high beam assist, lane change warning, multifunctional steering wheel, etc., Bluetooth, you name it, whatever.
Tell us about the engine. Tell us about the engine.
Well, if it's a 760, it means it's a V12.
Not necessarily. Was it? Was the V12?
No, in 2010 it was.
Okay, it was a V12.
So it's a 6-liter V12.
Wow.
Which is wafting in a good way.
No, I mean, that is...
How much is it?
$499. You get it, and $499,900, 100 rand change.
It's crazy.
Is it
a fridge in it?
Yes, it does.
You could put a cabbage in
it. Yeah, it's got that fridge for
heated and climate-controlled front seats, comfort seats, soft-close automatic doors. It just goes on and on. So, yes, a fridge, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Hot and cold running water.
What
will
you put in the fridge?
A bottle of Moet.
Yeah. And a cabbage.
And a cabbage.
Exactly. So listen to this. So my friend Warwick bought Patrice Motsepe's 760 for $160,000.
Well, there you go. That's fantastic.
With a fridge in the back and everything.
Also, what is in his fridge, do you know?
Champagne, obviously.
Really?
And diamonds.
Gold. Gold.
Okay,
gold.
So
he's a gold man.
That's getting the BMWs out the way. And if you start going one model down into the 750, which is still a hell of a car, I think you can smash this budget to smithereens.
But just think about how much car that is.
It's enormous. I mean, literally and figuratively. Like
this is what ministers of parliament are getting driven around in.
Exactly.
The blue light brigade, this is what they drive.
So
presidents get transported in these cars.
So if we go for another car that's similar to that, it's like the BMW, the Merc S-Class.
Yeah.
And you can get some serious ones. I saw that there was an S400 hybrid.
Yeah.
The one to get is the 350 diesel.
All that.
I remember driving one of those, had it on test.
That also, was and S-Classes,
has a fridge.
S-Classes always claim to have the most tech.
Yeah.
And then it's filters down.
It's really a Halo tech product from Mercedes, and everything else gets it.
Great cars.
How much is it?
They're also about
between 400 and 500.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find one before my battery.
I've got one here
for you. Do that. See? All right. So let's get into a couple of the cars that we really thought were interesting at that money. So there's the
hybrid.
The one that I saw last week actually also piqued my interest was the Jag XJ. I think it's one of those cars you don't see them very often. No. But it's actually a hugely imposing car, and I can imagine that thing be so cool to drive. Mm. I can imagine to waft along. I would imagine that's almost Rolls-Royce levels of refinement.
I drove one from here to Cape Town and back again.
Which one was it? The 3-liter or was it
the big one? No, it was the big one. It was a V8 supercharged long wheelbase, and this was about 3 years ago.
Nice car.
And like compared to its rivals, it's got on a bit. It feels older. It doesn't feel as cutting edge. That engine in that car is spectacular.
Is that the one with the vents that like rotate?
Yeah.
And the gear selector that comes out of the...
But it was so cool because it was three people and we drove down to Cape Town and we would rotate. So I was in the back sleeping and I had a vented seat and like shade cloths and there was a little...
I think it's unbelievable that we're even discussing this. And I'm saying that these things get no... Okay.
But so they really are great cars.
Absolutely. So then there was the next one that I was thinking about, and this is now starting to get into serious stuff that I would consider owning.
Yeah.
Porsche Panamera first generation. You can get a turbo.
Yeah.
A turbo. It's got like 500 horsepower.
Yeah. Yeah, turbo.
It's great for lap times.
It's amazing for lap times.
So when we go to Swartkopf,
while you're holding your martini in the back.
In the back.
But I think that if you're happy with that model, the diesel is absolutely brilliant. That I can say I've done. Yeah. And you know, it's the full size of an S-Class, so it's a seriously compelling car. And there you get a bit of badge cachet. But it's a seriously competent car.
So what is your choice?
So I actually was looking at that, and I've got two cars that I want to really discuss. The one is the one that I would like to own, and there's something there I think we really... You're going to discuss the one we should really consider as an option to a super limo.
Yeah.
So the first one was the one that actually piqued my interest this morning, and that's the Maserati Quattroporte.
Mm.
It is just such a cool-looking thing. And you and I have both driven one. And the gearbox if you get the right gearbox. At 500, you're going to get the right gearbox.
Yeah, so you get the... So when they first came out, you had a single clutch robotic manual.
With a 430 Ferrari engine, isn't
basically,
it?
Yeah. And then later they brought out a ZF auto gearbox.
On the same engine, same engine. 430 engine, with which, baffles on the... And you probably could put a nice little exhaust on that and it becomes
It's one of the best...
Flow. Just get it free flow. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
One of the best... From Speedy.
Yeah.
One of the best sounding cars in the world ever. Super luxurious. Italian leather everywhere. And it's a great choice.
And you can get these things as low as 300,000.
Yeah.
I found a Jag.
You probably need to be a little bit brave.
An XJ8 Sovereign.
Oh yeah, one of those, like the
259.
Yeah, that's a 100,000 K's on the car. Walnut
that's
everywhere.
Unbelievable. I'm saying 250.
Here, so the car that we should grand. You should all go out and buy.
Yep.
I actually had someone ask me for advice on this car recently. My friend Aki.
Aki
from the radio.
The guy who goes up in the helicopters.
That Aki, yeah. So a colleague of his was selling a Range Rover, big body Range Rover.
Mm.
And I think that's the ultimate limousine for Joburg.
The ultimate super limo.
Absolutely.
You're right.
I've just found, 2010 Jaguar XJ, 5-liter supercharged portfolio with 41,000 Ks on the clock.
Yeah.
330,000 rand. If mine came with me, we'd get it for 280.
I reckon 250.
250, even better.
Show me the picture.
Look at this thing. And it's black with black tint. I mean, that's.
Let's see it.
Look at that. I think that is. I think it's. It's extraordinary.
That was
extraordinary.
The new.
It's absolutely extraordinary.
So I found a Range Rover a supercharged Range Rover with 62,000 Ks. It even says badass in the description. It says original badass SUV for $499,990. It's got everything and it's very comfortable and very fast.
It's a bit in your face though, don't you think?
It is a bit in your face. Yeah.
You should probably
get the diesel version of that.
Well, that's why I think the saloons are sort of a better buy because they're not
good point.
They don't attract attention. I mean, I remember we had that discussion about cars we'd take to rob a bank or art.
So all of these,
an art vault.
All of these would work.
These are kind of that kind of thing.
Big boots to put the Mona Lisa in.
Comfortable, but they're under the radar still. You don't really look at them twice.
So I'd like to just, I think, could we agree that most likely these cars haven't been abused either? In most instances, they've been driven by middle-aged men.
Silver foxes
who are wafting to work and are basically never using the things like sports cars, and they probably have all been serviced in plan
at Kalani Toyota.
So wherever they need to
is, we should go and find some of these
Silverwood Toyota,
okay, test drive them, meet up and do a car test.
I think we should be doing this. Last anecdote is, a friend of mine bought a 750 that was in a BMW workshop that caught fire. And what happened was they voided all the motor plans on the cars because they weren't certain as to how long the cars had been exposed to heat. And they sold them for a fraction of what they were. I mean, it was like a million rand car, and he paid, I think, something like 350 for it.
Is this the same friend whose 7 Series went floating in?
No, not at all. But he kept that car up until recently when about a year ago, he kept it probably, I think, for 7 years and didn't have a day's trouble from it. And I think that if you are a little bit brave, these cars offer a serious.
I don't think you need to be brave. I don't believe these cars will give any shit.
I agree.
Especially not the Lexus.
But even.
Okay, if any are going to, it's probably going to be the Maserati.
Yeah, the Maserati.
But the rest of them, the Merc and the BM, are pretty bulletproof. I mean,
I agree.
You know, keep some money in the budget for some warranty, an optional warranty or whatever. But I don't think they're not overstressed cars.
Agreed.
They're not Subaru WRX STIs
extra
turbos. And
so I definitely would like to drive a 7 Series, and I definitely would like to drive I've driven the Quattroporte, but the XJ fascinates me.
No, the XJ is lekker. That thing was a really nice car to take on that long. I mean, we did Joburg to Cape Town within 5 days.
Mm, that's awesome.
It was excellent.
And your back probably didn't even hurt you.
No.
Of course not.
It's a car because you can get out and stretch whenever you want.
This is a good segment, and people must stop being scared of the used car market. People get put off cars way too easily by other people who don't know enough.
We should have a cheap secondhand car change. I'm just going through Auto Trader now. There's a Kia Schumo 1.8 here for 15 grand with 140,000 k's on the clock. Even as a CD player, we should do something with it. Buy that for 15 grand and prove that we can do something crazy.
I'm going
to
say,
well, there's something called the Bull Run that's on at the moment, and I think it's exactly that. You have to get a car and basically hand paint it.
Yeah,
what I think should happen, Thomas. Yourself, Scott, and Paige.
Look at that. That's just begging for the
should,
Bull Run.
Should get budget from Tinker Blackstar.
Bull Run.
Get us 100 grand for the four of us, 25 grand each, and we have to go and buy these cars and do a spread on them. We do lap times. We do
drag
races. And then we have to sell them. So we'll make the money back. It's just, it's a loan.
Yeah, we have to make
a
profit.
It's a loan. Yeah, it's a loan. We'll make up any
shortfall.
We'll
make them money.
And we'll split the profit 50-50.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome idea.
I do.
And if you guys out there think it's an awesome idea,
hit us
up on our social media channels, of which there are many. Are there?
At Cargumentative on Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, you know, Instagram's the coolest.
We each have our own. I'm at Palutsky. You at
MH Salomon.
Yeah.
You at
I think I'm at Thomas Faulkner 111.
And the Doves at NBR 911.
That's not complicated at all.
Not at all. No.
No.
What was he thinking?
So that's it. If you do want to see us do a real secondhand car challenge, then let us know, and then we'll try twist arms.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Because they're fun. They're cool. They're relevant. And, you know, if you want to buy
Imagine
a new car.
Each having to find a car for 25 grand and has to enter into all these challenges.
Hold on a second. I've got a couple.
We'll just raid Mark's cave.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
There we are. We forgot
Thanks,
about
Tom.
The Zonda Touring.
Yeah,
on touring, maybe.
I'll give you $24.99.
Well, guys, that's about it. That's all we have time for in the show. That's it. Brings us to a close. And Nadav will hopefully be back with us if he hasn't crashed the beach buggy into the ocean and floated off
into the sunset.
And then we could chat about the Kyle Army 9 Hour next week. We went to the media briefing, and
we did.
Yeah.
We got to do journalist stuff.
We did. We ate canapés.
Got
heartburn. Popped Eno.
I still have heartburn.
Yeah, exactly.
You shouldn't have eaten so many.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Guys, that's it for the show. Thanks for tuning in to Cargumentative, and we'll be back with you guys next week. From all of us.
Cheers.
Cheers.